This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sean Tunis joins us in the studio as we take a look at the markets and also the business story of the day here. And it's about the diamond industry, Sean. It's reportedly facing a massive slowdown, and I understand the market has a size problem.
Size is always a problem, indeed. And according to a report by Bloomberg, it says shoppers now prefer to buy jewelry pieces with smaller stones.
What?
And these gems are apparently lower in quality. And it says retailers also save a lot of money by selling jewelry pieces with multiple smaller stones rather than one big stone on a single pendant.
So right? This is saving men a lot of money.
I don't know. And this basically means the overall content of diamond in jewelry is shrinking.
Oh, right.
And the market is reportedly suffering since 2011, and it's back to a level seen almost a decade ago. Looks like the jewelry business has lost its sparkle.
Really, Sean?
Can I just say, it's Friday, and he's putting a little bit of effort on the puns, and I appreciate that.
All right, fair enough.
I've got a lot of time for that.
Fair enough. Now, consultants Bain & Co. also raised the alarm, saying demand for diamonds could stagnate for another decade unless the industry increases spending to lure customers.
Yeah, the recommendation is for miners and retailers to spend more on advertising, and world's leading miners, DBS, they say the amount spent on diamond jewelry items stays at about $80 billion a year since 2014. But the problem is businesses are less keen on diamonds due to high overheads and other costs. And other main concern appears to be Asians. Apparently, consumers are accepting lower quality stones and other cheaper alternatives in Asia. But the real question is if they spend more money on advertising and marketing diamonds, right, they need to repackage the product's novelty, I guess.
Right.
Because I really don't think slogans like diamonds are forever, which were promoted 50 years ago, are still relevant.
Right.
Because I guess the slowdown is a proof that diamonds are not forever.
Asians are clearly the problem as well.
Well, let's move on to Bursa. Sean, there was some movement in Westport Holdings stocks today. How did it close?
Westport Holdings closed up 2.3% at ₱3.62. Yesterday, they posted positive earnings for FY17. Their net profit increased 5.6% to over ₱651 million. The positive earnings were attributed to a favorable mix of gateway volume and investment tax allowance.
Sean Tunis, thank you very much for that, and have a good weekend. Here's some music right now by Jim Block.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.